How are the spirit, mind, and body related? Scientology answers this question by placing the thetan at the center of personal identity. The thetan is considered the spiritual person. The mind functions as a communication and recording system, while the body is the physical organism through which the thetan operates. From this perspective, the thetan is not identical with either the mind or the body. The thetan may become overly identified with physical existence and lose awareness of its spiritual identity and abilities. This teaching can appeal to people who feel trapped by physical weakness, painful memories, fear, illness, aging, disability, or unwanted emotional reactions. The idea that the true self remains untouched by bodily limitation may appear to offer hope and control. Christianity also teaches that a person cannot be reduced to physical processes. Yet, the Bible does not treat the body as a disposable machine operated by the true spiritual self. A human being is an embodied soul created in the image of God. Our bodies are not the whole of who we are, but they are genuinely part of who we are. What happens physically can influence thought, emotion, and relationships. Lack of sleep, illness, hunger, medication, stress, and physical danger may affect how a person experiences life. Likewise, beliefs, habits, relationships, grief, guilt, and hope may influence bodily life. Christian ministry therefore cares for the whole person. It does not assume that every struggle is caused by a spiritual failure. It distinguishes among sin committed, suffering endured, injuries caused by others, bodily weakness, emotional pain, destructive habits, and situations requiring professional care. The importance of the body is especially clear in Jesus Christ. The Son of God did not merely appear to be human. He became flesh. He experienced hunger, exhaustion, pain, grief, suffering, and physical death. After his resurrection, Jesus told his disciples to look at his hands and feet. He was not a spirit temporarily appearing through a body. He had been bodily raised from the dead. The Christian future is also bodily. Romans 8 describes believers waiting for the redemption of their bodies. A respectful conversation might begin with this question: when you say that you are not your body, what are you hoping to protect or affirm? That question allows the person to explain, rather than forcing the Christian to make assumptions. The Christian may then ask, "May I explain why the incarnation and resurrection lead Christians to value the body as part of personal identity?" The gospel offers more than escape from physical limitation. It promises forgiveness, reconciliation with God, resurrection, and new creation. Our bodies experience weakness and death, but they are not meaningless containers. They belong to God's good creation and are included in Christ's work of redemption.